Hey everyone, welcome to the show today. Whether you have a young family, own a small business, or are chasing your fitness goals, there are a few things in life that you have to show up for, rain or shine. I'm your host, Tim Rayner. Today we are talking about identity change and why is it so hard for so many people to see the results that they want long term. Trying to lose 30 pounds is a terrible goal. It is a great result of having really good goals. Have you ever seen someone, known someone, been someone that loses 20 pounds and then gains it back, and then loses 25 pounds and then gains 30 back? And for whatever reason, they just end up exactly where they started. Simply put, most people will never change their identity to someone who is healthy. They're just playing the role that they think a healthy person plays. Unfortunately, it's just not authentic to yourself in the process of transforming yourself to the vision of who you actually want to be. And most people don't want to lose 30 pounds. They want to look like they think losing 30 pounds is going to make them look. Here's the reality. Meal plans end. Programs end. And coaching only works as much as you do. Clients who have a great adherence can stick to the plan and lose 30 pounds, but they're so focused on lagging indicators and out of tune with the day-to-day actions that once a plan ends, they never actually changed who they were on a fundamental level. It is far easier to make someone lose fat, gain muscle, etc., than it is to help coach them to become a person who is healthy or strong or active. Most people have a really short horizon. Let me get to the finish line right now. The fact is, it probably took 10, 20, 30 years to get to this place. Your horizon is not a month from now. It is years. And if you play the game right, it never ends. The good news is that changing your identity is in your hands to be able to make those changes to be where you want to be. But the bad news is that it is a much more boring and long process than you would ever expect it to be. In order to make true transformation, you need to start focusing on leading indicators instead of lagging. Leading indicators are those small daily habits that you do to provide evidence that you are becoming a healthier person, better financially, showing more care in your marriage, whatever you want to do. Those daily habits become your identity. Lagging indicators are just results, and honestly, those can come from good or bad habits. Getting a raise is a good result, but it will never outpace poor spending habits. Even though on paper you've made more money than ever before, you see it now. So many people make more money than they ever have, but they're broke. Refusing to eat for a day before your weigh-in may make the scale look good, but it will never allow you to have the relationship with food that will keep you healthy forever. It's just getting a result for the sake of a result. And honestly, that's the worst way to look at it. We want results because our habits are so good that the results just come and it's just part of the process and you just get them without even trying. And that should be the goal, not to just desperately in vain try to restrict yourself and just change everything about your life to force something. You want to make it easy, accessible, habitual. You want to see these results forever. Could you do that diet for the next 30 years? Probably not, right? My goal with everything that I do is to stack wins to prove I'm becoming the person I want to be and the person my family deserves. And the way that I'm doing that is by trying to make little wins through my day to show that I am working towards something. I'm developing skills. I'm setting a routine. I'm making sure that I'm spending quality time with my daughters. Here's my recommendation. Break out a pen and paper, literally right now if you need to, and write down where you're at, 0 to 10, okay? This is a scale that we use with our clients. So you're going to write stress, sleep, nutrition, movement, and support system. Okay, all of these are ranked 0 out of 10. Now, you need to figure out the results that you're looking for and the vision of where you want to be. Notice I did not say goals. I do not want you to set goals on this. I want you to tell me what results you're looking for, because results come from the goals that we're going to set up. Now, all five of these areas, stress, sleep, nutrition, movement, support system, those are really how we're going to rank how we're doing and where we're going to improve to get to where we want to be. So 0 to 10 on stress, obviously a 10 is the most stressful. We want to lower that down, right? We know that short-term stress can lose weight, it can give you a little more energy, but long-term chronic stress is going to compromise your immune system, it's going to lead to weight gain, and overall you're just going to be run down, have a lot harder time, especially with aging. Sleep, we know it's not really about quantity of sleep, it's about quality, right? So with set goals, 0 is awful, 10 is amazing. We want to make sure we're getting at least 6 or 8 quality hours of sleep, and we just want to set little goals to bump those up. Nutrition, 0 is obviously awful, 10 is great. Same thing. Where are you at? Let's make 1 or 2 small habitual changes that are going to move us up that scale. Now, we're setting goals as small daily habits in any of these categories to improve them. And then just let it roll, right? Super boring process. Make it really easy for a couple of those categories to just stack some wins. When we're truly trying to change our identity, it's time to quit focusing on outcomes and trying to outsmart the process and just see a result, only to end up exactly where you started and not benefiting or learning any skills. Changing your identity is going to take developing skills daily that no one can ever take away from you, and freeing yourself from habits and thoughts that don't serve the person that you want to become. Over the next coming weeks, I'm going to be diving into each one of these topics and giving you some of the habits that I work on with my clients and how we see improvements. So let me know which ones you have questions about and how I can answer them, and I'll see you on the next show.